It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker. Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Enter.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Harkin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Thursday morning to you. It is the 19th day of May, 2022. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahala, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you. Join the program at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course the iHeartRadio app. And you can visit our website, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio on Twitter. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Happy Thursday. Big day today, opening day of the PGA Championship. A little major action over on the tour. Big night last night, couple of hockey games, a lot of goals scored in last night's affairs. We had a Western Conference final game number one was Luka drinking a beer during the day at lunch. That's an interesting question. Has the photo been verified yet? Lots going on yesterday. How are we, guys?
Doing good. Also, I believe today is the debut of Joe Buck on ESPN in the PGA Championship.
Oh, that's right.
So,
good call. That's right. Oh, boy.
I saw a promo for that. Joe Buck and
the caddy, I believe.
Oh, Michael.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
I feel like
Taylor, I think.
Yes. Maybe. Mike Taylor. I think that
it's
might
Mike
be right.
Mike something.
We just know him as the caddy. Everyone knows him as the caddy. So that'll be interesting to watch. But, I mean, some great groups going out. We have Woods, Spieth, and Rory right after the show ends. So that'll be something to watch right after 9 o'clock. So
right away, that's
and future PGA Championship winner as Sunday, Max Homa. We'll be teeing off without Bryson DeChambeau. They were grouped together.
There's Matsuyama, Shoffley, Finau at 8 a.m. Yep, as Ryan mentioned, Woods, Spieth, McIlroy. Then Hovland, Will Zalatoris, Cam Smith.
Will Zalatoris, also Mr. Gilmore's caddy.
Yes, that's true. Another caddy.
So we got a good day for golf upcoming today. I believe this is the travel day. Is this the travel day for the Tigers today?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Series? Take a day off. Take 3 days off.
Well, Anthony, you mentioned good day for golf. Did you actually play golf yesterday?
Neither of the golf rounds I was supposed to play did we actually end up playing yesterday. It was a little bit too wet, a little bit too rainy. Jonathan said, hey, are you free to, could we reschedule and do this tomorrow? I really want to play. And I said, yeah, we can do that. My dad said, quote, I'm not playing in this bleep. So, So I said, now
I ended up, I played nine at Pine Knob. Yep. I subbed in my, it's my cousin's husband. You know, we're golf buddies now. It's pretty cool. I just got a golf friend. My cousin married this guy. Now we're golf friends.
How long have they been married?
2019.
Okay.
And, did and you then like 2020. That literally, I had not met this guy until his wedding. And then after that, like 6 months later, I got invited on his golf trip. So it was, yeah, it's pretty cool. We're so now I'm a sub on his golf league at Pine Knob. So now I'm going to have to go out for beers with Ryan when I go out and play again.
Dan was golfing 5 minutes from my house. So a lot of nice courses, though, right out by me. A lot of courses just right in my neck of the neighborhood. So easy to go golfing if you're up in Clarkston.
We take it for granted so much that we can call a place the day before or show up the day of and be able to get out on the golf course. There are cities that's just impossible.
Well, Dan was asking, like, have you ever played this place? I was like, no. And then I looked up the rates, and I knew exactly why I haven't played this course before. It's on the expensive side. As Dan said, it's probably worth the money. They have, I believe, two full courses there.
How much is it for 18?
It's 27, not two full courses, but it's okay. 27. Yep.
27. It was like, it's like $50 to $60.
Yeah.
So it's on the expensive side, and there's more affordable courses in my area as well. So it's like, I'm going to go play those because they're nice courses for, you know, what you're paying for. So
I think once you hit the, this might sound crazy, right? But I think once you hit the $40 mark, that's usually like, all right, you know what I mean? I think if you can keep it under 40, that's pretty legit. You know, you start getting over 40, 50, 60, or 80, 90, $100 around. It's like, okay, all right, yeah, this is where that sport really starts to add up. But, you know, we're kind of spoiled in my area where you can play for pretty cheap, which is nice, right? You don't want to go out there and break the bank, but at the same time, you want to be able to enjoy yourself and have a good time. And yeah, I think we'll play golf league next week, but I'm gonna get out there and play today. So that'll be excited about that. I'm sure the course will be a little wet, you know, a little less distance out there, but that's okay. We'll be fine. Busy night last night in the world of sports. So we'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings across the world of sports. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Tampa Bay Rays beat the Detroit Tigers 6-1 yesterday. So there you go. Get that series over with. Golden State wins game number one of the Western Conference Finals, 112-87. More on that coming up a little bit later. Carolina takes a 1-0 series lead along with Calgary. The Hurricanes beat the New York Rangers in overtime last night down in Carolina, 2-1, whereas Calgary, 9-6 winners over the Edmonton Oilers. My goodness, is that a high-scoring affair?
2-0 in the first 50 seconds of the game, and Edmonton tied the game up 6-6 in the third.
Chaos. That game was absolute chaos last night. The LA Chargers hold a ceremonial groundbreaking on the new headquarters in El Segundo, so they are going to be in LA for the long haul. The Canadian Football League and the Players Union have reached a tentative labor deal ending their strike. I'm not going to lie, I did not know that the Canadians were striking. What are we talking about here? We had the Golden State beating Dallas. Already mentioned that. Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, the headliners of the NBA's all-rookie first team. Also, congratulations to Michigan Wolverine Franz Wagner and Houston guard Jalen Green. Those are the five selected, so congrats to the all-rookie. Good for them. Boston Celtics' Marcus Smart with a midfoot sprain is probable. Al Horford in health and safety protocols is doubtful for Game 2 against the Miami Heat. The Tampa Bay Lightning's Braden Point with a lower body injury, he is out for Game 2 against the Florida Panthers. The Maple Leafs' Mitchell Marner thanks the Toronto community for the support after a scary carjacking. You know, people on the internet are like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Like, yeah, it happens all the time. Alabama football coach Nick Saban says Texas A&M, quote, bought every player and questions whether Current NIL models are sustainable. Wow, big news from the boss. We'll step aside. We're coming back talking Tigers. And, of course, it was Isak Paredes. We'll get into that next year. X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you're going to win $200 in free bets. Here's what you do. You use my code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200. And if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game, you're a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only, and this is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
Guest line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you riding along with us. Text the keyword sports radio, send it to 21000, sports radio to 21000, or give us a dial on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Terry said that he is counting the Tigers game yesterday as a moral victory. Would you like to know why? Hey, because Mr. Torkelson hit a home run, his fourth of the year in the seventh inning. That was exciting, right? There's your one run scored. Final line for the Tampa Bay
Rays.
Is
it a moral victory because the four home runs leads the Tigers? Or
I think just because he hit one. I think that's what he's getting at. Just the ball went over the fence, and anytime we do that.
I believe Aaron Judge has like 12 or 13 home runs, which is like only a couple behind the Tigers as a team.
Wow. Yeah, that's a that makes
Listen,
sense.
We don't need to give Scott and GR something to brag about.
Yeah, what are you doing, Dan?
He plays the Orioles 18 times a year. The Tigers did that, they would have 18 wins right off the bat as well.
Thank you.
Just playing percentages, 3-0 versus them. No big whoop. Want to fight about it? Don't think so. So, but also, no, my brother was at the game yesterday. And made on ESPN, the guy who made
yes.
the catch with the cowboy hat. You can see my brother just right in front of him, just missing the ball. And it goes right by him. So.
Exactly what Ryan has wanted his whole life. His brother on ESPN missing a home run ball. He loves it.
It was a foul ball. And not embarrassingly missed. I wish he would have fell over the fence and, you know. It would have been great. Great for his brand.
Wow. Well, shout out
to
your brother.
That's the only moral victory from the game.
So everyone has their own. Dan, if you had a moral victory from yesterday's game, since Terry has one and Ryan has one, what would yours be?
There are zero moral victories. You know why? You lost another starting pitcher, people. They're dropping like flies.
They are. This is bad. This is very, very bad. Your final line for Tampa, 6 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Final line for the Tigers, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. This is what it looked like from the box standpoint last night. Grossman was 0 for 4. Castro 1 for 4. Baez 0 for 4. Now hitting 204. Candyman 1 for 4. Candelario's average is now actually higher than Javi Baez's. Jonathan Scope and Harold Castro both 0 for 3. Big Torque 2 for 3. Barnhart 1 for 3. Hill 0 for 2. Eric Haas 0 for 1. Now let's get to the pitchers, because as Dan just mentioned, there is now another starting pitcher that, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez leaves in the first inning, lasted just 1 out. Average fastball was just below 92 miles an hour, a couple of miles per hour lower than his season average. Left the mound with the head and athletic trainer. His left side is bothersome, according to AJ Hinch. It got worse during the warm-up. He tried to go out there, and you could tell he was off. He'll be out for a bit, likely the IL. That was after 3 runs, 4 hits, and 2 walks in throwing 11 of 23 pitches for strikes after signing a 5-year, $77 million contract. He's got a 4.38 ERA. Now, when you look at the rotation to begin the season, where's Matt Manning? Where's Casey Mize? Oh, and then there's Tyler Alexander as well. So all 3 of those guys, plus now Eduardo Rodriguez, will have spent some time on the injured list. Like, this is an absolute. And then, of course, last night against the Tampa Bay Rays, of course, it's Isak Paredes who homers twice against the Detroit Tigers. Of course it's him. Because why wouldn't it be?
Anthony, you were asking yesterday,
yes,
you know, what would Baez have to hit to get his average up? I was just doing 6, some quick math. He's 23 for 113. Mm-hmm. 204. If he hits 333 for his next 100 at bats, that would bump him up to 263 for the season.
So he's got to hit 333.
So he's got to hit. He has to hit 330 for the next 2 months to get to 300.
It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen.
I mean, again, if he can hit 333 for the next month and get it to 265, then we'll be talking about.
Ask him to hit 300 in a season is asking him to do something he's never done in his career. So again, it's managing your expectations of the player.
It's just he's a guy
who strikes out a lot, was in a great lineup with the Chicago Cubs, and in that lineup he was a 280 hitter. Last year, 265 hitter. Like, for everyone thinking he's going to hit 320, 35 home runs, 130, like, no. Like, know the player.
250 would be cool, or like a.
And he's a streaky hitter,
right? Is that acceptable? 250 to 280,
yeah,
reasonable.
If he goes out, even 280 would be like great for him.
And so, if your expectation when he got here is, hey, Javi Baez can hit the ball over the fence, but he's going to be somewhere around 250. And he is going to be defensively everything that you haven't had now for a few years. I mean, that's...
But the same people that are expecting Javi Baez to hit 320 and 40 home runs are the same people like, oh, an okay year for Torkelson his first year would just be 325 home runs and 80 RBI. You know, just one of the best rookie seasons ever. Ah!
It is just remarkable. It's remarkable how bad these averages, 207, 204, 205, 161, 173, 200, 158. All those guys batted yesterday for the Tigers.
Now, a Paredes, who was traded by the Tigers for Austin Meadows back on April 5th, hit solo home runs in the third off of Ronnie Garcia. And in the eighth, it gets Willie Peralta. And he said, after the first one, I heard guys in the bullpen say some things But after the second one, I don't think they wanted to say anything. Now, Paredes hit one home run in each of the 2020 and 2021 seasons for the Tigers. So that is, man, that's just... Torkelson with his homer in the seventh, and the team high, four home runs for the Tigers, a major league low, 20 dingers in 38 games. It's just that this is the way that things are going. The Tigers' right-hander, Jose Cisneros, is on the 60-day IL all season with the right shoulder strain. He's scheduled for a bullpen session this week, so maybe that'll be nice. They'll get the first of three. Tomorrow, Tarek Skubal will try to win his third consecutive
start. You said 20 the Tigers have?
Yes.
Aaron Judge, 14 on the season.
Whoa. Oh, boy. That's not good. Tarek Skubal will pitch the opener against the Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland baseball team, this week, tomorrow. Tarek is 3-2 with a 2.50 ERA, as I mentioned, going for win number three. So, oh, boy, they're in trouble. Like I told you, season's over. You guys got all excited because they beat the worst team in baseball. Sweet, they beat a little league team. Look at you guys. Look at you now, huh? Golf season has begun. This is like going out and playing really well at like a par three course and then going to have to play Oakland Hills the next day. Like, welcome back to reality. But hey, Matt Golden and his team, they're ready to welcome you to one of the best experiences in all of Michigan. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes offers two championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives. It's located about an hour north of Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant. It's up north golf without the drive and the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, or up to 400 of your closest friends and family and coworkers. Tullymore not only features the top-of-the-line golfing experience, but also top-of-the-line accommodations and the perfect spaces for your wedding, event, reception, or group outing. TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com, or call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. We're going to step aside when we return. NHL playoffs from last night, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and good news, the numbers are in, first round success. We'll talk about it next year, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to clean her up and get that vehicle of yours in tip-top summer shape. Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store has you covered with top-quality name-brand products for your car wash needs. Turtle Wax Wash and Wax is now on sale for just $14.99, and Mother's Brand Foaming Wheel and Tire Cleaner is just $7.19 for the 24-ounce spray bottle. Whether you have a car, truck, boat, or SUV, clean her up at your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
From Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, you're listening to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you're listening. Appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Now, it's been a while since we've said something that has been relatively positive around the commissioner of the National Hockey League, and that is Gary Bettman, right? And Gary Bettman took a lot of heat for many years. And then all of a sudden, they were able to get a deal done with ESPN and Turner, right? And this is a pretty big deal because we all know that you have to be able to get your sport on the four-letter network. It is the most watched sports television network in the country. That is where a majority of people, if you go into a dentist office or what have you, and they're just looking for something to have on, they're probably going to put that on, unless, of course, they're watching us on BCSN or Comcast Channel 900. And, you look at what ESPN has built over the course of, the last 40, 50 years, and it's pretty remarkable, right? I know I throw my shade because they switched SportsCenter from the way that it used to be, but hey, like anything else, they're always trying to evolve, and it's the top sports brand in the country, without question, one of the best sports brands in the world. And so when you look at what the NHL was doing with their deal with NBC, what had happened was they basically fell to the wayside. And if ESPN does not have a contract to air your games, they have proven to us that they will just put you on the back burner and not even act as if you exist, right? You might get one highlight. Today, the lead story on ESPN.com is the 9-6 game between Calgary and Edmonton, with the Flames scoring 9 goals in one game, like a baseball game broke out. And my real interest here was, okay, so if the NHL can get their product, which, by the way, the Stanley Cup playoffs are unlike anything else in sports. When you have a 7-game series that is full contact, that develops a certain brand of hatred yet respect out of both teams, it's a pretty wild concept, the Stanley Cup playoffs, when you think about it. When you go actually through a 7-game series against the same opponent in a sport like that, it's pretty challenging. And so I was very interested to see how is the NHL doing via television ratings. I thought that was, hey, could this be it? Right now they had 5 game sevens in the first round in the one weekend, which was, that was awesome, right? You can't ask for too much better. You pair that with what the NBA had going on, and it was an action-packed weekend of great playoff sports, high implications on each game. Everything matters, and that's what we want, right? We want everything to matter. We don't have a dog in the fight, but I still very much pay attention because that's what's happening right now in the sports world. As much as I'd like to sit here and talk about the Tigers, losing 6-1 to the Rays, and the fact that they're not as good as sweeping the Baltimore Orioles, and complaining about injuries and they can't hit the ball, as much as I'd like to do all that, there are other things that are also taking place, and that's why we talk about these things. But you had the 5 game 7s. And it was the most watched first round ever in U.S. cable history, averaging 768,000 viewers across ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, and TBS, according to the National Hockey League, up 58% from last year's first round on cable, which was carried by the NBC Sports Network, CNBC, and USA, and up 20% from 2019. Viewership among women on cable rose 83% from 2021 and 49% from 2019. More people, more types
just
of people.
Just so they could all hate on Leah Hextall.
They're all watching. And this weekend's Game 7s, listen to this number, pulled in a cumulative audience in North America of 28 million across ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, CBC, Sportsnet, and TVA Sports, which obviously the last three, you got to be north of the border or close enough that Metro Detroiters get CBC. I think you get CBC as well if you're in the northern part of the state. Correct? I know I always had it as a kid growing up in Southeast Michigan. I don't know
about the north.
You think Traverse City gets it?
I would say the northeast part of the state.
Where the hell is Jerry Coyne at?
You know, maybe like the Sioux, Alpena. I don't know about Traverse City.
I wonder if I'm going to text Jerry and see. You guys get CBC up there? The NHL's partnership with NBC Sports ended in 2021, and the league signed a 7-year deal in agreements with both ESPN and Turner Sports, totaling $1 billion. And the commish, Gary Bettman, told NHL.com of the ratings boom, "This is what we hoped and what we expected." The Walt Disney Company, ESPN, ABC, Hulu, ESPN, Hulu, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Turner, which is the Warner Brothers and Discovery Now, they all have great platforms. This is it, folks. A cumulative audience of 28 million. If you are the NHL, you have just done what the Tigers cannot do, and that is to hit a home run. To hit a home run. And you have two games last night with Carolina beating the New York Rangers in overtime, 2-1. And then you had Calgary and Edmonton in that baseball game in which it was 9-6, your final score there. And if you were watching those games, I mean, Carolina, you know, they bring out whoever, the celebrity that they wanted to, and they spin that thing that's supposed to sound like the, you know, the horn, like the emergency horn or whatever. And Carolina's down 1-0 the entire game. They score in the third, and then they tack on the OT goal. And that is, that was just awesome. Awesome drama there. And then game two was about all the offense you could ever ask for in a hockey game that was back and forth, looked very much like a tennis match. It was Calgary, jumping all over Edmonton early, up 3-1 at the end of the first. The second period alone, the score was 4-3 in favor of Edmonton. So you're looking at a 6-5 game. Calgary takes a one-goal lead into the third period, and that's where, you know, they outscore Edmonton again, 3-1. I mean, that was just absolute chaos last night. Chaos. And for hockey fans to be able to get their product back up on the worldwide network, to get their product back on, you know, to get them on Turner, to have it all be a part of the sports viewership, right? That's huge, because that's how you bring in the casual fan, right? And that's what maybe hockey has struggled with a little bit over the years, is the fact that they needed to find a way. We talk about growing the game all of the time, right? That's what we're always trying to do. I mean, I don't know like how much more we can grow these games. Like, everybody knows what the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball is. Like, we all know what those are. But how can you get a fan who has never seen it before, or who has never really watched it with any interest, get them to be interested in your game? Part of that is by getting them a presentation that is in front of as many eyes as possible. And as the NBA moved to TNT for the Western Conference Finals, you know, I think they should stagger these playoffs. I know that this year was all because of the Olympic break. I actually think this works out better. And if I'm the NHL, I'm looking at starting the season a little bit later, as soon as, you know, this upcoming 22-23 season. Like, I want this to go. If I am the NHL, I like the fact that there was that Olympic break that nobody participated in, and it gave these guys a little bit of time off, and it pushed and staggered the first and second rounds against the NBA. Right? I think that was huge, because now you have multiple games on television last night. You'll have multiple games on television tonight at 8 and at, 10:30? A little bit late there. Tomorrow night, if you're Calgary and Edmonton, 10:30, that's late, but 7:30 local time. 8's kind of late if you're New York and Carolina, but both of those games will be on ESPN as the hockey coverage shifts back over to TNT tonight with Tampa Bay and Florida, the battle for the Sunshine State, the Lightning leading that series 1-0. That game is tonight at 7:00, followed up by 2.5 hours later on TNT, St. Louis and Colorado, Colorado leading their series 1-0. The other good thing about this is the fact that TNT has TBS, ESPN has ESPN2. So when there is a game that runs over, if it goes into overtime, they can always start up the game on their other network, which is huge. And then they can, you know, shift coverage once the first game ends. I think this has been a brilliant play for the NHL. They needed to do it. They went to NBC just because maybe the money wasn't there at first, and NBC was going to throw the bag at them because they were going to hang their hat on the National Hockey League. That ain't going to work, right? When you think about NBC Sports' two biggest properties, what are they? Sunday Night Football. It's got to be one of them. And the other one's got to be Notre Dame. Right? At the end of the day, football is still the priority. So to be able to, you know, to make it like, oh, we're going to have, you know, Premier League soccer and hockey, you're just pushing all of your television audience to stations that they can't find, right? Most average sports fans, no matter where they're at, they know what channel number, regardless of their cable provider, you know what station ESPN is, right? And so if you're going to turn
channel
it on.
Channel 13 growing up, right?
13 for you, it was 33 for me growing up. It's now 640 on my television at home.
It's now at the top of my menu when I open up YouTube TV.
There you go. You look at streaming capabilities.
Along with Murder, She Wrote. Mom might need to cut down on the Murder, She Wrote. All right.
And because of me, when there's no golf on or we watch enough SportsCenter, MTV2 and their Jersey Shore marathon is now popping up in Dan's menu a little bit more.
Interesting.
I'll throw that on at like 8:30 if there's nothing else to have on.
And you have companies, no shot at NBC here, but ESPN and TNT are both their apps are very user-friendly. The Watch ESPN app it's incredible. Or what it used to be, the Watch ESPN app, now it's all under ESPN, which is great. They consolidated first. You had ESPN app, then you had Watch ESPN, and now it's all under the same thing. So when you open the app, you just click Watch. If you're on your television, you know, if you have a Roku or whatever streaming TV that you use, you literally just, you know, you go find ESPN, you just search it and you click it and like, hey, here's your list of games. Here's your list of programs. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And it's worked out really well for the National Hockey League. And this is what they needed, right? If they were given $1 billion by these television companies, hey, 7 years, $1 billion. It's not really, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but spread throughout 32 teams, you know, you have to find a way to try to increase your league's revenue. I know it sounds crazy because all of your teams have sold every square inch of Dasher, and you know, please never get to the point where you've added so much advertising on the ice that it looks like Fort Wayne. Please never do that. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Fort Wayne's ice in the ECHL, but it looks like
now,
you took one of those flyers in the mail and it just barfed all over the ice.
Yeah, but see, Anthony, the thing is, you might not know that you probably know, but a lot of people don't know. Those are fake. So they're not actually on the ice. Like, if you go to the rink, they're not there. We put them there.
Is that why it says Ram on the back of the...
Wait,
the back
there's
of the
no
ice
Little Caesars dirt mound? At Comerica Park?
Yeah.
No. It's not like I can see it moving or anything.
The ice, at the ballpark, it's very difficult. On the ice, they look pretty good on the ice.
They do. They do. But even if, like, let's say all of that was television produced and not actually on the ice, it's still an eyesore for the viewer.
But aren't they, one of the four majors, obviously the NBA has already done it, but is it hockey that's adding patches on the jerseys? Or baseball? I can't remember what one team is. One team specifically, I can't remember. And one of the sports is adding the patches next year. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I think it's... why do I think it's hockey? Because I remember when we saw the United Wholesale Mortgage sticker on the helmet for the Red Wings. I'm not a fan. You're not going to get me to be a fan of that. I do not like that at all. I get why you are doing it. I understand that, yes, you want to increase your ad revenue, and what better way to do it than to cover the ice in ads and cover the players in ads so we can look like some sort of European hockey league where just ads everywhere. Like, no, thank you. Please, leave the sweaters alone. Leave the uniforms alone.
It's the Mets. That's who it is. The Mets are adding a jersey patch ad.
What's their ad going to be?
It doesn't say. It's being overseen by the Oak View Group of who it will be.
I don't like that at all. But
you think
me.
The Tigers could be sponsored by Louisville Bats?
I think that you would want good product placement, right? When you want that advertising, like, I'm Aaron Judge and I use a Louisville. I'm the Detroit Tigers and I use a Little Tikes, or whatever the case may be.
Wiffle ball.
Yeah, they need a wiffle ball. But this is a win across the board for the National Hockey League. And this is why this was so important, you know, years ago when talking about hockey, is they had to get on ESPN. Right now, what is there on ESPN? There's a promo for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Right? I mean, that's what you needed. You needed someone to be able to promote your games. You needed the production quality and team to be able
That is a very good point. It's not just about promoting the products. It's about
awareness.
While they're watching the highlights, they know, like, they're seeing, oh, the games are on this same exact station. Nobody was watching NBC Sports the next day for the highlights of the games.
Hell no. And you couldn't turn on ESPN because they weren't going to show the highlights because they didn't have rights to the property. Which makes sense, although it gets away from the core value of what ESPN is supposed to be, the worldwide leader in sports. You know, they weren't, they are only invested in, that's why you used to see in the early 2000s, you would see a ton of Premier League highlights on, because they had the Premier League contract. And you, so you'd always get the English Premier League highlights, and you'd be very up to date on what's going on in the league and stories. They had soccer shows. And, you know, there's only so much money to go around. At the end of the day, ESPN is paying a ton of money out. They got to find a way to bring that money back in and to make money for their company. You know, that's why we've seen college football games go longer than ever. I mean, think about, you know, there's really no, it's basically unregulated as far as, you know, TV timeouts change all the time. College basketball is the same way. Some games you get 2 minutes and 10 seconds of TV timeouts. Other games you can get close to 3.5 to 4 minutes each commercial break. You know, so they want to be able to showcase and highlight their properties. And at the same time, they need to be able to make money on it as well. And this was just such a win for the National Hockey League. It's great to see the Stanley Cup playoffs back in the forefront. It's great to be able to see that there are promos running, that people know where the games are at. And it's something else for us to be able to follow outside of just the NBA, which typically dominates the conversation this time of year. Speaking of that, let's tell you a little bit about the NBA. The association action never stops over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. This week, new customers bet $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's right. Current offer still stands. New customers, bet $5, could win $150. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code HUGE, promo code H-U-G-E only. At the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, if you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, wants some help, needs some help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 plus, Michigan only. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. We're going to step aside. Coming up in hour number two, all rookie team was announced. Congratulations, Cade Cunningham. The Pac-12 breaks ground. Will the Big Ten be next? The PGA starts today. Bryson is out. Phil is out. And game one of the Western Conference Finals. We'll recap all of that and more here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.